నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయే సభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతిర్నైష్టకీ. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 45 ఎంటైటిల్ కృష్ణ రెస్క్యూస్ హిస్ టీచర్స్ సన్. విల్ బి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ టెక్స్ట్ 26 ఆన్వర్డ్స్ several shlokas. First let me read few shlokas without purport or little purport, then we'll recite the shloka number 34. 26. Ata sura suto rajan putrayo samakaraya purohuddasa brahmanascha yatavadvija samskrutam. Translation. My dear king, then Vasudev, the son of Surasena, arranged for a priest and other brahmanas to perform his two sons' second birth initiation. 27. Tebhyo dadakshinagavo rukma malaha swahalankrataha swahalankratebhya sampujya సవత్సాక్షౌమమాలినిహి. వసుదేవ్ హానర్డ్ దీస్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్ బై వర్షిప్పింగ్ దెమ్ అండ్ గివింగ్ దెమ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ అండ్ వెల్ ఆర్నమెంటెడ్ కౌస్ విత్ దర్ కాఫ్స్. ఆల్ దీస్ కౌస్ ఓర్ గోల్డ్ నెక్లెసెస్ అండ్ లినెన్ ర్యాట్స్. యహ కృష్ణ రామ జన్మక్షే మనోదత్తామహోమతి తాశ్చాదనుస్మృత్య కంసేనాధర్మతో హృత. ద మెగ్నానిమస్ వసుదేవ్ దెన్ రిమెంబర్డ్ ద కౌస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ మెంటలీ గివెన్ అవే ఆన్ ద అకేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ అండ్ బలరామాస్ బర్త్. కంస హ్యాడ్ స్టోలన్ దోస్ కౌస్ అండ్ వసుదేవ్ నౌ recovered them and gave them away in charity also. Purport. At the time of Krishna's appearance, Vasudev had been imprisoned by Kamsa, who had stolen all his cows. Still, Vasudev had been so jubilant at the birth of the Lord that he had mentally donated 10,000 of his cows to the Brahmanas. Now upon Kamsa's death, Vasudev took back all his cows from the late king's herd and gave 10,000 of them, according to religious principles, to the worthy brahmanas. Tatashchalabdha samskarau dvijatam prapya suvratau ghargadyadu kulacharyat gayatram vratam ashtitau. After attaining twice born status through initiation, the lords, sincere in their vows, took the further vow of celibacy from Garga Muni, the spiritual master of the Yadus. Both Sridhar Swami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explain the term Gayatram Vratam as the vow of Brahmacharya or celibacy in student life. Krishna and Balaram were playing the part of perfect students on the path of self-realization. Of course, in the modern degraded age, student life has become a wild animalistic affair filled with illicit sex and drugs. Prabhavau sarva vidyanam sarvajnau jagadishwarau jnanya siddhamalam jnanam గుహా మానవ నరేహితహై అతో గురుకులే వాసం ఇచ్చంతా ఉపజగ్మతుః కాశ్యం సందీపాణిం నామ హియవంతి పురవాసినం. Concealing their innately perfect knowledge by their human-like activities, those two omniscient lords of the universe, themselves the origin of all branches of knowledge, next desire to reside at the school of a spiritual master. Thus, they approached Sandipani Muni, a native of Kasi, living in the city of Avanti. యథోపసాద్యతౌ దాంతౌ గురౌ వృత్తిం అనిందితాం గ్రాహయంతావ్ ఉపేతౌ స్మా భక్త్యా దేవం ఇవాధృతౌ. సందీపాని థాట్ వెరీ హైలీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టూ సెల్ఫ్ కంట్రోల్ డిసైపుల్స్ హూమ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ అప్టైన్డ్ సో ఫార్చ్యుయస్లీ బై సర్వింగ్ హిమ్ సో డివోటెడ్లీ యాజ్ వన్ వుడ్ సర్వ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ లార్డ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. They showed others an irreproachable example of how to worship the spiritual master.
Tayodvijavarastustah suddha bhavanu vrittibihi provaccha vedan nakilan sangopanishado guruhu.
That best of brahmanas, the spiritual master Sandipani, was satisfied with their submissive behavior, and thus he taught them the entire Vedas together with their six corollaries and the Upanishads. Text 34. We'll be reciting together. Please repeat.
Sarahasyam Danu Vedam Dharman Nyaya పఠాన్ తథా తథా అన్వీక్షికిం విద్యాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం. సరగశ్యం ధనుర్వేదం సరహస్యం ధనుర్వేదం ధర్మాన్యాయపతాంస్తతా ధర్మాన్యాయపతాంస్తతా తథా చాన్వీక్షికీం విద్యాం తథా చాన్వీక్షికీం విద్యాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం. సహరగస్యం ధనుర్వేదం ధర్మాన్యాయపతాంస్తతా తథా చాన్వీక్షికీం విద్యాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం. సహరగస్యం ధనుర్వేదం ధర్మాన్యాయపతాంస్తతా తథా చాన్వీక్షికీం విద్యాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం. సరహస్యం ధనుర్వేదం ధర్మాన్యాయపతాంస్తతా తథా చాన్వీక్షికీం విద్యాం రాజనీతిం చ షడ్విదాం.
Yeah, you think so, sure. ताचान विक्षितिं विद्यां दानीतिं च षड्विदां परवशं धनुर्वेदं धर्मान्यायपथांस्तथा ताचान विक्षितिं विद्यां राजनीतिं च षड्विदां माताजी सर्वस्यं धनुर्वेदं धर्मान्यायपथांस्ततां तथा चां वीक्षितिं विद्यां राजनीतिं च षड्विधां.
What word meaning? Sarahasyam, along with its confidential portion. Dhanurvedam, the science of military weapons. Dharman, the doctrines of human law. Nyaya, of logic. Pathan, the methods. Tata, also. Tata cha, and similarly. Anvikshikim, of philosophical debate. Vidyam, the branch of knowledge. Rajanitim, political science. Cha, and. Shadvidam, in six aspects. Translation. He also taught them the Dhanurveda with its most confidential secrets, the standard books of law, the methods of logical reasoning and philosophical debate, and the sixfold science of politics. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the confidential portion of the Dhanurveda, the military science, includes knowledge of the appropriate mantras and presiding deities of warfare. Dharman refers to Manu Samhita and other standard law books, Dharma Shastras. Nyayapatan refers to the doctrine of Karma Mimamsa and other such theories. Anvikshikim is knowledge of the techniques of logical arguments, Tarka. The sixfold political science is quite pragmatic and includes the Sandhi, making peace, Vigraha, war, 3. Yana, marching, 4. Asana, sitting tight, and 5. Dvaida, dividing one's forces, and 6. Samsaya, seeking the protection of a more powerful leader. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Lingayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpata Rubyasya Kripa Sindhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasacha Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading how Lord Krishna, after killing Kamsa, consoled Mother Devaki, Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, and Lord Krishna then installed his maternal grandfather Ugrasena to the throne. Kamsa was removed, Ugrasena was installed, and after that Lord Krishna and Balaram, they bid farewell to Nanda Maharaj to go back to Vrindavan. Now in this section today we are discussing about how Vasudev arranged the priest and brahmanas to give the second initiation, not our second initiation, his initiation, because Dvaja means twice born. Dvaja is twice born. Janmane jayato shudra sanskarat bhave dvajah. By birth one is a shudra. Sri Sri Radha Rasvihari ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So by birth one is born in ignorance, then he needs to be taught what is to be done, how is to be done. This is all sanskara. By means of sanskara, second birth takes place. So only when sanskara is performed, the person will be considered as a normal human being in the higher order of life, especially brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishnavas, vaishyas. So Lord Krishna and Balaram, they were in Vrindavan, Gokul, Braj. There they didn't undergo the sanskaras. So then Vasudev thought that's the first thing, sanskara should be done. So become Dvaja, second born. So he arranged the brahmanas to do that. This second birth is not something which the human being only claims. Sometimes the birds are also called Dvajas, because they are also twice born. The bird, when it lays the egg, it's like one birth, you know, it's coming out of the body of the mother, first birth. And then still it is not really born, it is still in the egg form, you know, then the mother has to keep it warm. And then after that, the bird breaks the shell and comes, that's like another birth, second birth actually. So the birds are also sometimes called Dvajas, twice born. But real second birth means following the principles of samskaras. If samskara is not there, it is, even if somebody is so-called twice born, in Kali Yuga, somebody who is born in a Brahmin family, naturally what happens? They give a Brahmin thread, they also teach Gayatri Mantra, etc. As a matter of ritual, generally, it's a matter of ritual. Sometimes, you know, especially in Orthodox families, when somebody is attaining a certain age, no, it has to be done. You'll have to put the, you know, sacred thread, it has to be done. But then, the real Dvaja is one who follows the sanskara. If you don't follow sanskara, just having a thread doesn't actually mean anything. One can only be called a Dvaja Bandhu, a friend of a Brahmana, friend of a twice born. To be real twice born means you have to follow the rules. So, typical Brahma Bandhu is Ashwatthama. He was son of a Brahmana and he attended the same school as all the Pandavas attended. Dronacharya, the school of Dronacharya, and military art. Now we are going to read how Sandipani is also going to teach the military art. It all are controlled by ethics. It's not that very powerful weapon is given to you, you can indiscriminately use it. Like something like Prabhupada always says, atom bomb is like very powerful. If it is in the hand of a rogue, then it will be disastrous. So Ashwatthama was the original rogue. He had the most powerful weapon of Brahmastra. He used indiscriminately. He was not following really the ethics of military art, Dhanurveda, where Sandipan is going to teach. In the warfare, they are controlled by rules. You can't just do anything you want to do. There are rules. And you don't follow the rules, then you will be considered very low class. This Ashwatthama, the war happens only during the daytime. There is no floodlight war. Sun sets, war is closed. Next day you come. Nothing is settled next day. So after sunset, nothing happens. Everything is... In fact, they can be friendly talking to each other also. It's like a sports. Ashwatthama gets into the tent and kills the five sleeping children, unarmed. You are not a Kshatriya, you are equal. Among the equal, the fight happens. He goes and kills. He is just cowardly act. Brahma Bandhu. Then after that also he was dishonored by being taken the money from his head. You know? He was born with the money. Dishonored. Akirti maranat atirichyati. Dishonor is worse than death for an honorable person. He is dishonored. Just like a dog, he was driven away. Again he takes the Brahmastra and shoots. Aiming at Parikshit Maharaj, who was in the womb. This is a typical Brahma Bandhu. Only can be called as a by birth Brahmana, but not having the qualities of a Brahmana. So in this way, the real Brahmana is Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. One who understands the absolute truth. One who knows the absolute truth. Brahman. So in this way, here we see that Vasudev was very concerned about the sanskara to be given to his children. And he made sure that Duja Samskara is made for Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. So once the Duja Samskara is done, then he actually given, when an auspicious activity happens, important function happens, jubilant act happens, charity is given by the Kshatriyas, charity. In fact, when Lord Krishna was born in the jail, he was restrained. He cannot do anything. But then he saw Lord Krishna fully decorated. Supreme Lord himself has descended as a son. He was not fearful to be descending in the jail. Arre, how can I take birth in the jail? Was not fearful. So Vasudeva was so jubilant, but he didn't have anything. He didn't have anything to donate. He didn't have anybody to receive also. In the jail, nobody there to receive. But in the mind actually, he actually given 10,000 cows in charity. In the mind. It is not imagination. Manoranjan. It's not. It is stated that if a person's consciousness is pure, antakarana, consciousness, mind, inner sense is pure, the activity he performs in the subtle platform is as good as activity performed in the gross platform. So he actually gave 10,000 cows, pure mind, Vasudeva, Visuddha Sattvam, pure mind. So he actually, like a Brahmana we read, South Indian Brahmana cooking the sweet rice in the mind. Even though in the mind he cooked, physically when he put the finger it was burnt. Physical. Like that Vasudev gave 10,000 cows at the time of Krishna's birth. So when Vasudev was in the prison, Kansa stole all the cows of Vasudev. He stole all the cows. But still Vasudev gave his cows. Now that Kansa has died, he retrieved back all the cows. Hey, mera gai. So those cows which he had given in his mind charity, now he actually physically gave the same cows in charity to the Brahmana, 10,000 cows. All decorated. Golden ornaments. Human being ke liye aajkal nahi milta. The cows were decorated with golden armor. You can imagine, cow is so big, you know, even if you had to put one necklace, it would be very big actually. Silken cloths, very nicely decorated. Cows, not just, you know, just a cow from the field. Very well decorated cows. The horns will be having golden and diamond and things like that. Decorated. So he actually gave these cows in charity, physically now, this time, because at the time physically he could not give. So physically he gave all these 10,000 cows in charity. Then it is explained in this section that after attaining the twice born status, both Lord Krishna and Balaram, they took the vow of celibacy from Garga Muni. Garga Muni was the family priest of Yadus. Family priest of Yadus. In fact, Garga Muni, after Lord Krishna was born, he went to Gokul, and Nanda Maharaj told him, why don't you do Namkaran? You are the very advanced person, you please do. Garga Muni said, no, I am priest of Yadus. If you are going to have a celebration and Namakaran, and if Kansa comes to know, then he will know that this is actually a Yadu. He will actually kill your child. No, I don't want to do it. Then Nanda Maharaj, no, it's not a problem. We'll do secretly, within the cow shed. Krishna was born in a jail, Namakaran in a cow shed. Very special. So Garga Muni at the time said, no, this is not an ordinary child, he's Narayana himself, as good as Narayana. So now, that was in secret. Now Krishna and Balaram, they took openly the vows of celibacy. Student life, student, brahmacharya. Brahmachari means actually student. Brahmachari goes to the Gurukul and he remains a celibate until he finishes his studies. And then if he wants to get into grihastha ashram, he goes back to his house. There he can start his grihastha business. Not in Gurukul. Grihastha activity has to happen somewhere else, not in the Gurukul. We all are celibates. You can't do something else there. You are in Guru's place, celibate. So that Lord Krishna and Balaram took, which is mentioned here as Gayatram Vratam. Gayatram Vratam. Sridhar Swami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explained that this Gayatram Vratam is actually Brahmacharya. We are going to study. See, you'll have to know that at the time of Kamsa being killed, Krishna was 11 years old. He is already too late. Kaumaram Acharayat Pragya. The child is sent at the age of 5 to the Gurukul. Krishna is already a little late. So they are ready to go to Gurukul after obtaining the Gayatram Vratam. It is explained here, as I said, in the Gurukul study, student's life, it's a boarding and lodging, it's not a day school. You have to stay with the Guru, Gurukula. So, the teaching happens, training happens, all the knowledge is given, ethics, everything is given. In the modern education, it is explained here, teaching also happens. Knowledge is given with a goal of getting a particular degree so that that particular degree can give me some kind of job with some kind of remuneration, salary. So people take, well, there are so many fields of knowledge. Application is put more where you get a good job opportunity. You go to Bombay University, there are so many departments. They are waiting and calling, chalo, I have like some shops they call, no? Department of History, Department of Literature, Department of Geography. There are departments actually. You won't find such a rush. Whereas engineering, medicine, professional education, you find, you know, for 100 seats you get 10,000 applications. Why they want to go there? Get a good degree. You get a good degree and get a good job. You get a good job, you get good salary. Money. Money is everything. You have money, paisa feko, tamasha dekho. Then, what about value? All these fields of knowledge, they teach how to use certain technique and where to use it, what is right and what is not right, that is not being taught. That is ethics, humanities. Humanities is kept aside, by the way, there is a department of humanities. Even in IIT if you go, there is a department of humanities. Last thing people go there. Ethics. In military art, how to use a Brahmastra is taught. And then what is right to be done, what is not right to be done also is taught. That is ethics. In modern education, this ethics is being not taught, then every field it is misuse of the knowledge. So much so that now people are coming up with an elective subject called engineering ethics, medical ethics, business ethics, law ethics. First of all, you should have taught that also. You know, it was not integral part of the curriculum. You had to separately teach ethics. Exactly like Ashwatthama I was mentioning, is the classical case of unethical usage of the most powerful weapon. Classical case. So unethical people are there also. So ethics is also being taught. That is part of the education. That is very important. Otherwise, people will have the very powerful tool and it can be misused. That is not correct. That will be a disturbance. So, in this way, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram concealing their original... See, actually, Lord Krishna and Balaram, they are the supreme personality of Godheads. They are the source of all the knowledge. All the branches of Vedic knowledge, they are the source. The knowledge has come from them. And there is nothing that they need to learn, strictly speaking. Strictly speaking. But then, they have taken a human form and they didn't want to set an example that no, they just don't do things which are normally required for any other person in the Varnashrama Dharma. You are born in a twice born, if you don't undergo the studies, everybody will say, I don't also want to undergo. Yadya dacharati shreshtu. Whatever a great man does, common men follow. So they concealed their identity and they acted like ordinary boys and they went to the Gurukul to study all these branches of knowledge. They went to the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, originally from Kasi, but he came to Avanti, Ujjain, Avantipur. So, it is stated here how they served Sandipani Muni very sincerely. It's not that. So when the children of royal order, they go to the Gurukul also, and there may be children from Brahmanas. So same Gurukul, like for Gurukul of Sandipani Muni, the Sudama is a Brahmana, poor Brahmana. He also in the same school. Krishna is from royal order, he also same school. Everybody is treated equally. No special treatment. Not like, you know, first class accommodation, second class, third class accommodation, no, nothing. Everybody is same treatment, uniform. The uniform, not only just wearing the dress, treatment is also uniform treatment, uniform everything. So, Krishna and Balaram, they are the supreme personality of Godhead. They served Sandipani because he come to the Gurukul. You have to serve the Guru. You can't say that, no, we know everything. We just came for formality. We'll sit in the corner and then take the certificate and go, no. Sincerely served. And showed an example of how to worship spiritual master. Sakshad Aristvena. As spiritual master, functions as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can't directly approach Supreme Lord. So you can only go through the representative, that is Guru. So much so that Lord Krishna says, Acharyam Mam Vijinayam. I am the Acharya, I am the Guru. So nobody should disrespect the Guru. Krishna is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, Lord Krishna and Balaram, to set an example for others. They also very, very sincerely, not natak, not just acting like, it's actual, sincerely served Sandipani Muni. And Sandipani Muni was very pleased. To get the knowledge from Guru means he had to first please the spiritual master. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanam. You want jnana, one who has realized the knowledge, you just go and get it like that. Approach the spiritual master. They went to Sandipani Muni. Pariprasnena, we want to learn from you. Sevaya, all these things. It is not only Krishna taught in Bhagavad Gita, he has already practiced himself. In spiritual activities, practice before preach is very important. Preaching is very easy, practicing is difficult. Preaching requires little bit knowledge, little bit some expertise in delivering the message. It's few things. Practice is very important. Here, Krishna himself personally served Sandipani Muni so sincerely that Sandipani Muni was very pleased with Krishna and Balaram. And he knew that these two are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was felt so fortunate. Oh, very nice for me to teach them. And Sandipani Muni imparted the Vedic knowledge consisting of one Veda, but then later divided by Veda Vyas into Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharva. And Vedangas, Veda Anga, the parts of Vedas. So it is said that there are six Vedangas. And Siksha, pronouncing and writing the letters, teaching to write, pronunciation. Chandas, poetic meters and rhymes, in composing poems, that's all, rhymes. Second, Vyakarana, grammar. Vyakarana is grammar. And Nirukta, words, etymology and dictionary meaning, meaning of different words. And ritualistic instructions, which means kalpa. And then Jyotis. Jyotis is also one of the Vedanga. To do the ritual, you have to do at the right time. You can't just do any time you want to do. There are some auspicious times, there are inauspicious times. If one is fully Krishna conscious, every time is auspicious for him. Because he's all absorbed in Krishna and thinking of Krishna and Krishna manifest in you, that time, any time he's become okay, no problem. If one is not, then he has to see what is auspicious and what is not auspicious. So do that activities auspicious at an auspicious time. These are six Vedangas, Sandipani Muni imparted to Lord Krishna and Balaram. And all the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, taught them. And then the verse that we recited, Dhanurveda. Dhanurveda is the scripture of military art, warfare. And this military art is not just shooting physically. You invoke the mantras. You use mantras to create different effects. That requires a lot of skill. You can't just use that. So the warfare, if you see in Mahabharata and all, most of the time we watch Mahabharata and things like that. You can see when they are fighting, it's just not just the arrow, but invoke. Like Brahmastra. He invoked the Brahmastra, that specific mantra. You can invoke a mantra and create effect. Fire effect, water effect, so many different things. So, Sridhar Swami explained that this includes the appropriate mantra and presiding deities of warfare. That is why it is said Raghasyam, this is very confidential. It's not everybody will know. Even among the students, it's not that everything is taught to everybody. The qualified student is taught something more, like honors, distinction. Somebody keeps distinction, honor, they undergo some extra studies, Like that, distinguished students are taught something more. Not everybody gets everything. So, Because Krishna and Balaram are so distinguished, all the confidential knowledge of the Dhanurveda, Sandipani Muni taught to Lord Krishna and Balaram. So it is mentioned that what are these four Upaveda. So this Dhanurveda is part of Upaveda. Vedanga is one thing, Upaveda, you can see what a huge body of knowledge. Dhanurveda, Ayurveda, Gandharva Veda and Sthapatya Veda. Sculpture and architect, Vastu Shastra, that also comes here. So, Sandipani Muni imparted all this confidential part of this knowledge from the Vedas to Lord Krishna and Balaram. Then it is stated here, Dharma Shastra, Manu Samhita, because somebody who is going to do administration, he is supposed to know what is dharma, what is niti, what is nyaya. You can't just do anything that you want. You have to, your activities have to be controlled, constrained by the rules of law. Law given by God Himself. So, nyaya patan, mimamsa, that also Sandipani Muni taught. Vedanta is part of nyaya prasthan, Vedanta sutra. And also, Sandipani Muni taught here, Anvikshikim, logical arguments, tarka, nyaya, nyaya shastra, logic. There has to be logic in what you do, it can't be just illogical. Anvikshikim, one branch of knowledge. And comes political science, Rajaniti, because Krishna and Balaram come to the royal, come from a royal order. They need to be knowing what is Rajaniti. So, here it is explained that Sridhar Swami explains about the, it is said, Shadvidam, six branches. And the six branches, it is explained in the purport that making peace. First you try to make peace. Sandhi. When there is a dispute, try to make peace. First you try to make peace. Lord Krishna went to Duryodhana to make peace. First he said, "Arey bhai, kya hai? Thoda ho sakta hai kya?" "Nahi ho sakta hai." Then next is Vigraha, war. Then that's why Krishna said, if you are not agreeing, Kurukshetra, not Astinapur, Kurukshetra, no problem. So, war, how to get into the war, that is part of political science. And then marching, yana. Because in the war, there will be different kinds of forces. Somebody is fighting on the chariot. Somebody will be fighting on the elephant, somebody is fighting on the horse, somebody is, you know, foot warriors. Different warrior, different kind of marching is required for different. That is also part of political science, niti. And then yana ho gaya, marching, sitting tight, how to even sit, you know, you can't, in the battlefield, everything is strictly controlled. How to stand, how to sit also is being taught. To make a proper warfare. Dvaidha, dividing one's forces, how to do politics. Normally what we know politics is a little different politics, by the way. These are all controlled by the rules. So you divide the other opposite person's thing, divide, that is dvaidha. So you go on to capture half of it and say that you give some incentive, bring the person like that. And then if nothing happens, samsaya, seeking protection from more powerful. If you think that you are going to lose, then you say that surrender. When to surrender, you have to decide. Six Vidas, political, Niti Shastra. So, Niti Shastra is very important for the kings, because the king is actually known as Naradevata. The demigod or god in the form of human being. Krishna has created this universe and he has given the law book how to conduct. and then somebody has to implement. Now, book will be there, somebody has to implement. Then he made demigods, aap log dekhbhal karna, universe. So demigods are taking care. Yamaraj, Indra, Chandra, Surya, everybody. And they don't come in front of you every time. Then you think that nobody is there to watch. You do something, punishment is given. Punishment has to be given. Yamaraj, court. Somebody doing sinful activity, go to Yamaraj. Yamaraj, hey, kya kya? Nikala, list. Chalo, your punishment. Law enforcement also has to be there. Judiciary, law enforcement. So, Yamaraj is the chief justice. And in the earth, people are living. Somebody has to enforce the law also, you know. That king is the representative of demigod. That's why it's called Naradevata. He is supposed to be implementing the rule of law. What is given in Manu Samhita, Niti Shastra, Dharma Shastra. Somebody comes and tells, I am complaining, you know, why this is happening. In fact, the citizen can go to the king and complain, saying that something is wrong, actually. Then king has to actually address the issue. You can't just say that, hey, you are an ordinary fellow, just get lost from here. For ethics, dharma, nyaya, majority doesn't count. What is right, what is wrong counts. Even one person says it is wrong, wrong is wrong. No, 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 90 people are saying right, you know, what about that? Are bhai, right ko wrong kaisa banayega? Or wrong ko right kaisa banayega? In ethics, there is a phrase called there is no right way to do a wrong thing. In ethics, there is a phrase. They teach in colleges also this. There is no right way to do your... It's a wrong thing. You can't just appear to be like a right thing and make everybody believe it is right. Wrong is wrong, right is right. That cannot be changed. If there is a crow, crow's color is what? You put the crow in a, you know, this lime, chunna, gaon mein chunna hota hai na, ekdam white hota hai, lime, chunna. Uska andar daba ki nikalo, it will become look like white. It is only temporary appearance. After, if the crow goes on the rain, and the rain pours, and sab chunna nikal jayega, kala ho jayega. Original color, original will not change. There is no right way to do a wrong thing. This is the norm of ethics. So, the king is supposed to deliver justice. So, Niti Shastra is required for him. He has to be impartial. He has to be strictly adhering. He has to also subject himself to the same law and his family also. Lord Ramchandra, Dobi said, "Are I am not going to his wife, I am not going to upset, like, you know, what, you think that I am like Ramchandra?" He took a decision, because sometimes what happens, our own close people, our own known people, we become very lenient. A king is supposed to be more stricter to his own relatives than others. That is the real exhibition of Rajaniti. That is why it's called Ramarajya. Strictest way, 100%, you can't find a fault. Ramarajya. So, since the king is the final, is the supreme judge of the, you know, earthly planet, you can't have an appeal to the king anyway. That's why he has to be very, very properly situated in proper understanding of the Dharma Shastra, Niti Shastra, and Nyaya. And he should be applying it himself 100% and giving justice to others. That is required of a king. That is being taught. Rajaniti. Rajaniti. So, I I was told to take next sloka also, but I didn't take because there are 64 hours. Okay, the next sloka I am not taking today. Tomorrow you will, next lecture you will listen. There are 64 skills and arts. 64. And it is stated that all these 64 skills and art, Krishna and Balaram learnt in 64 days. Which maybe some people may take 64 lifetimes. Next sloka will list all the 64 expertise and skills and art that Sandipani Muni imparted to Krishna and Balaram. Here one thing important and interesting is that in the modern education, if a teacher is there, he will be expert in one field, his own field. Suppose you go to a professor of physics, he will be expert in physics. You don't expect him to be the professor of chemistry, no? Biology, history, geography, engineering, medicine, law, modern education, this is all. In this you do one small aspect, you get a PhD. Oh, PhD, okay. Acha, Sandipani Muni, we are discussing, if you see, it is actually all departments of knowledge. He is expert. He is professor of all departments. He is teaching Niti Shastra, Dharma Shastra, Dhanurveda, Ayurveda, Vastu Shastra. 64 skills. They are very different. One, suppose if somebody is expert in one aspect, he may not be expert in another aspect. Right? Here, it is more or less like he is professor of every field, Sandipani Muni. This is the quality of teachers. Quality of teachers. He is like a university, one man university, no? It's not that you need to learn something, you have to go somewhere. Everything he taught, all these fields that we have discussed, and tomorrow also we are going to discuss, Sandipani Muni was the expert in all those things. And he imparted all this knowledge to Krishna and Balaram in the Gurukul, his Gurukul in Ujjain. So, in conclusion, today we discussed about how Vasudev, after Kamsa being killed, he gave Krishna and Balaram the initiation, Dhuja Samskara, and charities physically. Earlier he gave in the mind, now he physically gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. And how Krishna and Balaram took the vows of celibacy, Brahmacharya, from Gargamuni. And also Krishna and Balaram, they approached Sandipani Muni in Avanti, Ujjain, and served Sandipani Muni like an ordinary student, and pleased Sandipani Muni, and Sandipani Muni imparted all fields of knowledge, starting from Brahma Vidya to Dhanur Shastra and Vastu Shastra, every other Shastra is important, all the different kinds of skills, 64 kinds of skill, all these things are taught. So here, Krishna is setting an example of how a student is supposed to be learning and practicing it by his own personal example of himself undergoing the studies in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. I stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, how that Ashwatthama got Brahmastra, although he is not qualified to use?
At the time of getting, he was qualified. At the time of using it, he became unqualified. Sometimes, you go to Guru, and you do sincerely service, and you get everything that you want to get, but after that, your mind changes. You are carried away by the material modes. See, Brahmana is supposed to be restraining to the mind's dictates. Even though, you can see, people like, even Duryodhana. One thing is that, when Ashwatthama killed all these five children and he took the heads and showed to Duryodhana, he disapproved it. Can you imagine Duryodhana? We think Duryodhana is a very bad character. He disapproved. No, this is not the rule of law. Duryodhana can do that. So people are very highly cultured. Karna, his mother told you, don't use the Nagastra for second time. He said, okay, promise. Promise means you'll have to keep it. Otherwise, he was an uncultured person. Nagastra went, and Krishna is there anyway. He pushed it down, Nagastra hit the helmet, and Nagastra comes back. Nagastra is such a weapon that you once use the weapon, it is finished. Nagastra can come back again, you can reuse it. Not all weapons can be reused. Biological weapon, Naga. Naga came and said, because this Naga has an enmity with Arjuna, he said, now you shoot me, even if this fellow goes to no Patala, I will go and bring him. Salya said, chalo karo bhai, promise. He could have done, who knows that? Conscience is very important. Who knows? It was only Kunti, Karna and Krishna. Nobody knows about this Nagastra. Second time not to be used. Krishna is standing in the front, by the way. He is sitting in the Paramatma also, if he accepts that. But he said, no, I promised I cannot do that. This is the culture. But Ashwatthama is such a degraded person, he actually gave up the high standard of Brahmanical culture and he was carried away by the emotions of his losing the war. Oh, I am losing something, I have to do. No, kuch to gadbad karna hai. Lagta hai mere ko chala jayega. Standing to the point. Even if everything goes, no problem. Even what? Even Duryodhana, everybody went, he didn't run away, no. Samsaya he didn't take, I am surrendering, nahi bola, nahi, karega. Last tak fighting karke mara. For a Kshatriya, dying on the battlefield is better than running away or taking Samsaya. Samsaya means cholo bhai, thoda aage piche karna hai karegi. So Ashwatthama, when he got, at the time he was qualified, but then later on he was carried away by the modes of material nature, so he came down from the level of mode of goodness to the lower modes, passion, so that he could do that undesirable thing for a qualified dvija. Huh? What? How he became like that? That you'll have to go deep. You do your research and find out.
Hare Krishna. Dronacharya taught all this education to Ashwatthama because of putra moha, because of too much affection for his son. Otherwise, he is not qualified. That is why he got killed also, Dronacharya, because of too much affection for his son. One more interesting point, why Krishna and Balaram, they went to Sandipuni Muni, who was a Shaivite. So in this regard, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says, that purposefully they went to a Shaivite because if they had gone to a Vaishnava Guru, they would have, he would have recognized them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then they would have lost that rasa of actually receiving the education from a Guru. So then they will not be able to teach, he will not be able to teach them properly because he would be offering obeisances and all to the students. Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur comments. Regarding that Niti you are mentioning, that is the reason why Dronacharya did not educate Ekalavya, because he is a low class person, he would not, he would have misused the weapons. Because many people, modern world also, they criticize Dronacharya that he didn't teach Ekalavya because. But that is the reason, because he was not qualified, like Astra and Shastras are there. Astra means mantra, you know. So this fellow, because he is born in a Adivasi, he is not qualified to receive mantras. So that is why he did not teach.
He has not passed the qualifying test. JEE entrance he has not passed, he wanted to be in IIT. Are, how is that? But piche se aage hath kai so. So you have to go.
Just like we see nowadays the disadvantage, how to make a bomb, it is there on the Google, and all these terrorists, they use that knowledge and make bombs. Because it is not that ethics, that like rightly you said, you know, first ethics should be taught.
First of all, you qualify the person and then give the no skill. First you give the skill, after that you'll run away, then you'll not take the, you know, lessons of how to use it. First how to use it. Once you know how to use it, then you give the particular skill. Yes? Janu Deep Nitai Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu. For ethics, you gave a wonderful example of Lord Rama. In the same sense, any example for Nyaya? So because you said ethics means right is right, wrong is wrong. By using a logic, somebody may prove right to be a wrong to be a right. So
right to be a wrong to be a right, that logic may be illogical actually. Logic also is illogical. It's not that every argument put is right, you know. Wrong kind of logic also is there. So you can't use depending upon what suits you. You have to use what is right, what is wrong, accordingly you can use. Logic, if you are asking, everything is, you know, Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita, logic only Krishna is teaching. Why you are carried away by emotions? Do the right thing. What is your duty? Do your duty.
So Arjuna is presenting logics in the beginning? Is it?
That is what is wrong logic is. Logic also has different levels, you know, lower level and higher level. On the bodily platform, you may have some kind of logic. That logic may not work in the spiritual platform. Logic doesn't mean...
Some examples, if you can help, that will be helpful.
No, in Nyaya... See... take for example, what Arjuna is telling. Arjuna is telling that... all these are my relatives. That is not a logic, it's a logic. They are relatives, you know. And if I kill them, what will happen? Kshatriya, male will not be there and female will be there. Then there will be Varna Shankara. Is it not a logic? It is a logic. But then, there is a higher purpose. Okay, bhai, that is one kind of logic. But you are telling you don't want to kill, but that is body, you know, this is soul. That is also a logic, you know. So, higher logic. You may think that they are going to die, and they are going to die anyway. That is also logic. At some point of time, you have to die. And if Arjuna said that, by means of somebody dying, there will be Varna Shankara. There are so many wars before and so many wars afterward. What happened? There's nothing happened really. So, but the higher purpose of performing your duty takes topper. What is your duty first of all? Your duty as a Kshatriya. What is your Swadharma? And finally Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam. That is the highest duty actually. Arey, main jo bol raha, main chahta usko karna hai. But didn't force him, by the way. At the spiritual level, he said, you are not the body, you are soul. That is also logic, right? But at the end of the day, anything and everything, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then what is his will? Krishna said, Yatechasi tata kuru. I taught you Bhagavad Gita, as you desire, you may do it. This is the classical example of a teacher who is not forcing the student. Krishna is the teacher, he's a student. He could have said, actually he didn't need actually entire Bhagavad Gita. He could have said that, I am your friend, I am telling you to do, why don't you do it? Sometimes we do, no? May Bolna is a corona. Krishna didn't do that. He taught the entire Bhagavad Gita. At the end also he didn't say that you do what I am saying. He said, Yatechasi tata kuru. Arjuna, as a perfect student, Karishya Vasanam Tava. I know what you want me to do, I will do that. That is the supreme will of the Lord. That takes the highest priority in logic. So, Krishna wanted it to happen and he is doing it. That is the logic. So, this is the logic that Krishna is using. And what Arjuna said, it is a logic at a lower level, but a lower level logic can be dismissed by higher level logic. That is the whole thing about Nyaya Shastra. Nyaya Shastra don't think people are talking illogical thing. They are lower. So you have to find the higher logic to defeat a lower logic. The all are logic only. Nyaya Shastra. Nyaya, Vaisheshika, six schools of Indian thought. Yoga, Sankhya, Mimamsa, Vedanta, six schools. Nyaya is one school of thought. In Nyaya, it's a tarka, argument. With for one logic, you put another logic. At the end of the day, tarko apratishta, tarko apratishta sutaya vibhinna nasav risireva mattam nabhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena katasopanda. Dharmasya tattvam is known from mahajanas only, not by tarka. That's okay, you can pass your time. Mahajano yena, mahajano katasopanda. Follow the footsteps of the acharyas, follow the footsteps of the mahajana. So logic is there, lower, higher level like that.
Thank you, Prof.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, regarding this Varna Sankarana, it is not given in the scriptures. Only Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. These four are given. But in Manu Samhita, what I read, Varna Sankara is one of the castes. Why it is not given? It is differently viewed.
They are outcast. In that also you learn Yavana, Milecha, these are not part of Varnashrama. They are outside the Varnashrama system. Outside Varnashrama system. So many other categories of people outside the Varnashrama system, they don't even belong here. These are the four created by Krishna. Chatur Varnyam, Maya, Maya Srishta. Krishna created four, we are creating more. Hare Krishna.
Manu Samhita it is given.
That's Varna what I am telling. That is not part of the regular system, outcast. They are called outcast. Outside the system of Varnashrama. Quick.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you, Guruji, for the class. Prabhuji, we see in Mahabharata that people often question that the Kshatriyas are supposed to follow principles and principles are above everything. But from the Pandava side and even the Kaurava side, there were many principles that were broken. But people particularly point out the principles that may be broken by Pandavas, like Ashwatthama is killed, that is a lie, or Bhima hitting Duryodhan. So, how do we explain to them?
Don't say Pandavas, Krishna. Krishna was there. It's all Krishna's jal. So, Krishna, he has his own logic, higher logic. Ordinarily, you can see like that. Then, Krishna has higher logic. Why he has to do that? Because he has to establish dharma. That is his purpose of descent. So, to establish dharma, something like that can be done. Logic. Lower logic, higher logic. For higher purpose, lower thing can be sacrificed. If you look at from the lower side, are how is he sacrificing? For higher purpose. When you do that for higher purpose, it is justifiable. So it is justified because for higher purpose.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, my question is that how to satisfy the ego? I facing the problem in Bhagavad Gita marathon. Each and every person is come in front of me and telling that why you given this Bhagavad Gita? Yes, I tell that you get if I tell. That is question is that we not get because we have a work. But why you have? And how to satisfy their ego, I don't know. And they tell that if you free, then we will be meet. And it's my question is that how to satisfy anyone ego? Because he had not interested in Bhagavad Gita, they interested in me, then why are you, why I doing this seva? Then how to satisfy?
If they are genuine person, try to sell the book. If they are passing your time, you say that okay. Go to another person, that's all. Ignore them.
Is that tell that second time we will be meet also? Then it's what? Not.
Second time?
Ha.
Second time again you try. If you again become same, if he has changed person, you sell a book. If he is not interested in buying, he wants to waste your time, don't spend time with that person. Why to waste the time?
Okay, thank you.
Somebody, he will change. After change, he may take later on. You don't have to spend the whole day convincing him and not distribute the book. Neither the book is distributed or your time is wasted. What is that? Okay. If you are sure that this fellow is just a mischievous person trying to make fun of you, Hare Krishna. मंदिर में आना देख ले, मंदिर में आओ, दर्शन ले लो और प्रसाद ले लो, अभी के लिए इतना करो, बाद में भगवद गीता ले।
थैंक यू फॉर वंडरफुल आंसर।
अरे इधर कोई यार,
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु। प्रभु इन भगवद गीता कृष्णा सेज दैट चातुर्वर्णम माया शिष्टम गुण कर्म विभागश, सो अ पर्सन वॉज कंसिडर्ड एज अ ब्राह्मण और क्षत्रिय on the basis of his guna and karma. But we see during Mahabharata time, a person was considered Brahman or Kshatriya by birth. So why this transition happened?
In the previous yugas, by birth only they used to have the qualities. Those qualities were natural in their particular birth itself. Brahmanas used to have all the brahmanical qualities. Kshatriyas used to have Kshatriya qualities. Vaishyas used to have those qualities by birth. So those times automatically if you are born, you will be having like that. Abhi aisa nahi ho raha, iske liye humko sochna padta hai. In Kali, Kala Shudra Sambhava. In Kali everybody is a Shudra. The qualities are not there. Those days, the qualities used to be part of birth itself. So by birth only people used to consider that. Huh? Yes, inherited, you can say that also. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guruji. Thank you very much for the wonderful class. So, the content, what you say, is a wrong content. Like, there is a flaw in the content. The content is not proper. It's a wrong thing. But how you present that content is what the whole modern world is all about. How you advertise it. So, when you say there is no right way to do the wrong thing, the content is wrong, what you say. But how you say, you know, it can be very, very in a proper way, nice palatable way, could be called as a right way, or in modern world they call it as a bold way. The more you become bold in advertising it, it can be a wrong thing. But they say that, you know, the more you are bold, it can be a right way. It's up to it. The thing called as a right way has become a very subjective concept nowadays. So how to take care of that thing when we go out for preaching?
In ethics, you have to find out, it is not really subjective in the truest sense. There is objectivity in ethics. Suppose you are telling about a product packaged in a way, looks very attractive. That's what you are telling, right? So the product is something, you are packaging it and telling, convincing somebody to take it. And after he gets and he uses it, he will come to know, no? So exactly like producing a crow painted white and showing everybody crow is nowadays white karke. Dekhne to white lagta hai. But real test of time, you know what is the original color. So what you are actually doing is cheating. You are doing a wrong product. You are giving a wrong product. If you are giving a product, see, this product is something very... kind of depends upon what is this product is about. You can't just give a judgment based upon just a title product. But sometimes people try to hype, I can do this, I can do that. But when you actually do it, people come to know. So bottom line is, if suppose, take an example of imitation jewelry. It's not gold, it looks like gold, and you sell it as a gold, you are cheating. Forget about ethics. You are doing cheating, which is wrong by itself. So there's a question of right or wrong in that. You are telling imitation as the original, or gold. That is cheating. Because once you come to know, you know that, hey, I got cheated like that. So here the principle is, you are doing, suppose that is one. Suppose your product can perform 50% efficient, you are telling it is 100% efficient. So there are different levels of marketing. What I was telling, what the field of ethics says is that there is no right way to do a wrong thing. In the sense that if you adulterate some, suppose food product adulterated, it may look like, you know, it is real thing, but it is adulterated. That is wrong. You can't make it right actually. And then you cannot justify that everybody is doing it, you know, what can I do? No, even if everybody is doing, you cannot say that it is right because wrong thing you are doing. Your activity is to be actually subject to the ethical test, not the product. Product ko chhod do. Your product is imitation gold and you are telling it's a real gold. That you keep it aside. What is that? You are doing it. So your activity has to be subject to the scrutiny of ethics. So what you have done this as that, and you are successful. Even though you may be successful, but you are not doing a right thing, that's all. In an ethical test, you failed. Business test, you have got money. Ethical test, you have failed. But you can't cheat everybody every time, and one day when you are caught, you will be punished, that's all. ग्रंथराय श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ताई गौरव प्रेमानंदे।